Flat River Radio is ready to bring you another great basketball broadcast. But first, we'll prepare you for the game with the New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Lincoln, Nebraska. It is time for Friday Night Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, live at Lincoln High as the Kearney High Bearcats begin their weekend against the Lynx of Lincoln High. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Tomorrow, the Bearcats will be home to take on Millard South, but tonight, it's a road date against the Lincoln Lynx as we bring you a girls and boys doubleheader. Girls game is about 6 minutes away from tipping off here. The Kearney Bearcats are looking for their first win. They are preseason state-rated fifth. For Lincoln High, they played three games already, and they are 1-2, but if you just want to look at how things match up on paper, Kearney's going to be the big favorite here tonight. Their win was against Omaha Duchesne, 36-27. They lost to Papillion-La Vista South, 68-31, and Bellevue East, 48-30. For Kearney High, they played two top 10 teams last week, right to the final buzzer, as they fell to number 3, Millard West, 50-47, and to number 8, Lincoln Southeast, 45-41. So the Bearcats look for their first win of the season here tonight. The boys' game, Kearney High came down to Lincoln and won at the buzzer last week against Southeast, and they will take on a Lincoln High boys' team that'll be a little bit better in the competition. So Kearney will have to have their game on tonight if they hope to pick up their second win of the season. We'll take a break, come back, look at the starting lineups, and get you ready for Kearney Bearcat basketball here on ESPN Radio.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. It is time now to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Lynx of Lincoln High, number 20 is a 6'1" freshman. That's Nagwa Goni. Number 24, a 5'6" junior, Jasmine Meyer King. Number 31, a 5'8" senior, Alicia Medina Jordan. Number 32 is a 5'7" senior in Daisha Watson. And number 34 is a 5'11" senior, Emily Toman. The head coach of the Lincoln High Lynx is Jeff Pierce, assisted by John Clark and Vernon Giles. They are 1-2 on the season. We will come back and take a look at the starting lineups for the Bearcats of Kearney High right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Continuing on with the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank for the Kearney Lady Bearcats tonight. Number 12 is 5 foot 7 inch senior Kelsey Stidham. Number 14 is a 5 foot 9 inch junior Lauren Spiker. Number 24 is a 5 foot 9 inch senior Brianna Obermiller. Number 30, 5 foot 10 inch junior Skylar Snyder. And number 43, a 6 foot 3 inch senior Brianna Miller. The head coach of the Kearney Bearcats is Jason Boy, assisted by Don Clark, Carmen Grant, and Jay Kicker. Kearney losing two close games by 3 and 4 points to top eight teams in the opening weekend. They're 0-2, looking for their first win tonight. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We also have basketball on our 12:30 a.m. KHAS network. Tonight is Hastings St. Cecilia is hosting Donovan Trumbull. That's scheduled to get underway here in about 15 minutes. And then on Classic Hits 98.9, we've got a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader tonight as Pleasanton welcomes in Elwood, and that is scheduled to tip between 6 and 6:15. Let's take a look at our keys to success tonight. Your seeds to success are brought to you by your Pioneer seed representative, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. It's pretty simple tonight. Kearney High needs to take care of the basketball and put pressure on Lincoln High. You expect the Bearcats to be able to pressure the Link guards here this evening and put some pressure on and get a lot of transition buckets. If they are not able to do that and Lincoln High is able to keep it a low-scoring basketball game, then they're going to have a chance here on their home court tonight. One thing the Bearcats don't want is a close game at halftime. They want to come out, establish their dominance, and get that first win of the season. Don't need any doubt in your mind, even though you know you're a very good basketball team. Don't have doubt in your mind here on the road. So a quick start, forcing turnovers. That is the seeds to success tonight for the Kearney Lady Bearcats, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer Seeds professional. Where can your growers get the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Go to pioneer.com and your mobile, pioneer.com, on their smartphone. We'll tip it off next.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. The opening tip is going to be taken here by the Kearney Lady Bearcats, and they will come out and face his own defense from Lincoln High, working around the perimeter, kicking out for a three-pointer. Instead, we'll hit the first shot of the basketball game. So they were looking inside, even knocked it down inside to Miller, but she didn't take it. She kicked it out to Stidham, and she'll hit the three. And Lincoln High now dribbles right into the trap, tries to throw it around the trap, and throws it out of bounds. And that's exactly what we were talking about there, as Meyer King just dribbled into that nose zone, into the Bermuda Triangle, right when you get to half court, where there's nowhere to go, and Lincoln High turns it over on their first possession. So the Bearcats will work it around here. 1-3-1 zone by the Lynx. On the left wing with it is Spiker. Dumps it down into the corner. Nowhere to go that time for Snyder. Back over to Stidham. She'll try a three from the right side of the key. That one is no good. And the rebound will be brought down by the freshman in Goni. Now she will have the height advantage for Lincoln High. But then you've got Miller at 6'3 for Kearney High. And here is a foul on the Bearcats trying to make a steal at the top of the circle. Lauren Spiker ran over Meyer King, and that'll be the first foul of the game. Lincoln High will take, and well, they're already going to take a 30-second timeout here. So Coach Jeff Pierce seeing what Kearney High is doing defensively, and he wants to do some adjusting right off the bat. We're only a minute into the game. Kearney 3, Lincoln High nothing. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, an early timeout here in the ball game for Lincoln High, and they will take it out in the front court in front of the Bearcat bench. To throw it in will be Madonna Jordan and Elisa. Looking to the top of the key, she'll swing it on the wing to Watson. Watson swings it back to her into the corner. Here's a three-pointer on the way. The lefty will put it up. Meyer King, no good. The ball gets knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with Lincoln High. Kearney has had the better of this girls' rivalry as of late. Can they do the same again tonight here on the road? As High will throw it in on the left wing to Goni, the 6'1 freshman. Kicks it back up top, trying to trap Watson. She'll dribble to the right and then throw back over the double team. They'll lob it into the paint, and the ball will be stolen away by Snyder. Here comes Kearney in transition, 4-on-2. The runner is up and in by Lauren Spiker. 5-0, Kearney on the transition steal and bucket. Meyer King run to the point, playing catch up front. The ball deflected away. It is loose. Lincoln High can't save it. They're going to step out of bounds. 3 possessions, 3 turnovers. And this is what we were talking about. In our Seeds to Success, Kearney has come right out and put the pressure on the Lynx and forced them into some turnovers. So across the timeline with it will be Stidham for the Bearcats. Setting in 2-1-2 zone this time now for Lincoln High. Maybe a little more pressure at top if Stidham wants to shoot the three. Instead, this time it'll be a three-pointer by Spiker. No good. And they cannot control the rebound. Miller had it for a moment, but out of bounds it goes. So Kearney has been content to shoot from the outside. They really haven't looked to work it inside. They've dumped it in there a couple of times, but no more than throwing it in, and it comes right back out. Meyer King dribbles into the trap again. We've got a foul called on Skylar Snyder, reaching in there to try to knock the basketball away. That'll be her first and the team's second. Lincoln High will take it out at the baseline. They've got one shot up here in the first 2 minutes, a missed three by Meyer King, and they'll throw it into her. In the backcourt, Kearney tries to trap, but they are able to get it around the trap this time into Emily Tommen and knocked out of her hands. Quickness. Quickness will be a factor here, too. Kearney is showing that they are the quicker team, and that's why they're able to trap. That's why you do trap. If you can be quicker, you know you've got an advantage right off the get-go. As they dump it into the corner, drive the baseline is Watson. She'll lose the handle, but the offensive rebound is put back up and in by Goni, and Lincoln High is on the board. 5-2 Bearcats, 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Stidham pushes it up, left side of the key. They'll rotate it right side to Spiker. She'll take the left-hand dribble back up between the circles. Lincoln High now trying to match up a little bit better. They follow him all the way up top. Stidham dribbles to the top of the key, thought about it. Instead, she'll go to Spiker, open three. It's good. Lauren with her first three-point bucket. She's got the last five, and it's 8-2. Bearcats by 6. Breaking the press, trying to lob it down to Goni, but they overthrow the 6-1 freshman, and out of bounds it goes for the Lynx. And Coach Pierce is going to go to the bench and bring in Raven Williams. Senior guard will slide in here. And checking out will be Watson. As Kearney brings it across the timeline, left side, another three is on the way. Skylar Snyder, it's no good. Out of bounds it goes. Last touch by Lincoln High. Sometimes it's a little too easy to shoot that open three as Lincoln packs in the zone, so Kearney forced to take a few outside shots, and they've hit a couple here in the early going. Stidham to throw it out of the baseline, dumps it here in the three-point corner to Miller, kicks it out to Obermiller. Obermiller swings it over to Stidham. Back into the corner, another three-pointer on the way. That's no good by Spiker. Backside rebound is put back up by Miller, and she is fouled. Brianna will go to the line. That's the first rebound of the game for Kearney High. The foul will be on Goni. Nagwa Goni with the first foul of the game on Lincoln High. And at the line will be Miller. And it rattles in and out. No good. Kearney has already chucked up 6 3-pointers in this first quarter. 8-2 Bearcats. 4:43 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw, Miller is up and in, so she's on the board. 9-2, Kearney up by 7. Bearcats throw a 1-2-2 three-quarter court zone trap. Meyer King trying to stay out of it, throws it into the front court. The ball is deflected, and Kearney will pick up the loose ball with Miller. They want to run but don't have the numbers, so Stidham will slow it up. Fire it on the left wing to Snyder. Snyder drives left baseline, a little 8-footer. It's no good. Rebound run down, though, by Spiker. And a second chance here for the Bearcats. Back up top, Stidham. Top of the key, 3-pointer. It's good. Kelsey with her second three. And the Bearcats now are up 12-2 with 7 in a row. Trying to force the issue, bringing it up the sideline to get around the double team is Williams. Williams is out of bounds, and another timeout will be called here by Lincoln High. So what on paper looked like it could happen is happening. Kearney forcing 6 turnovers. They've hit 3 3-pointers, and with 4:07 to go here in the first quarter of play, it's the Lady Bearcats 12 and the Lady Lynx 2. We'll be right back. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Don't forget that all of our games are also available online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com for all of our high school basketball. Lady Bearcats have the basketball out of the Lincoln High timeout. They'll take a left corner jumper that is up and no good from the corner that time by Snyder. The rebound brought down by Goni, and an over-the-back foul going to be called on Kearney High. They'll call it on Brianna Miller. That'll be her first, and it'll be Lincoln High basketball trying to find a way to get past this press, and that's what helps them get some offensive looks. They just haven't done it much, but here they do. Spot up left-hand corner. Jordan will put it up. No good. And the rebound run down to the back corner by Kelsey Stidham. Stidham pushes the ball up the floor, stops the top of the circle, and they'll set up their offense against the Lincoln High zone. 12-2 Bearcats, 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. Stidham over on the left wing to Spiker. Rotated around to Obermiller. Skip pass back over, and Spiker doesn't want the three. Instead, they lob it inside. The short jumper missed, and then the putback is good for Skylar Snyder. She was so open that the first one was up there a little too quick, and it's now 14-2. Lincoln High trailing here at home. We'll bring the ball across the timeline, get it into the hands of Madonna Jordan. Jordan kicks it out to Meyer King. She'll put up the 15-footer, and it's good. So Jasmine Meyer King will get her first bucket. And that makes it 14-4 Bearcats. Stidham pulls up the top of the circle to Spiker. Back over to Kelsey. Being patient around the perimeter. It's like a quarterback having all day from their offensive line. They're not really being pressured out at the guards, so they can move it easily and look inside as much as they want. They lob it on the block to Miller, left side. Turnaround jumper over Goni. No good. Rebound is loose on the floor, but Goni will grab it. That's her fourth. A night that Kearney High should be able to work on their post game. We'll see if that's the case. Meyer King brings it up, trying to make some room against Stidham. Lost her balance and travel with a basketball. Lincoln getting a little frustrated. They keep bringing it up on the sides. They pass it, they pass it, they pass it. And then when they get to midcourt, they freeze up, bring it across on the side. They dribble right into the double team, and then they just try to shove the Kearney defender out of the way. and they keep losing the ball out of bounds or traveling with it. The seventh turnover here for the Lynx. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Kearney hasn't exactly torched it, though. It's 14-4. And they have hit 3 threes, so only one transition bucket as they get it inside. And Goney goes for the block on Obermiller. And a whistle will send Brianna to the line. That'll be the second personal foul on Nagwa Goney, the 6'1 freshman. And at the line will be Brianna Obermiller to shoot two. Looking for her first point of the ball game. It's on the way and dancing in. 15-4, Lady Cats here in quarter number one. Kearney will get a big test again tomorrow night when they return home to take on Millard South. 5:15, the girls' tip right here on ESPN Radio. Obermiller's second one is up and in. 16-4. And in the backcourt, a little extra pressure being put on. Spiker knocks it away, but it goes out of bounds. Back in for Lincoln High will be Alicia Medina Jordan. And with those two fouls, Goney will have to check out. That might make it even easier for Kearney High in the middle as Lincoln High tries to break the press up ahead to Tommen, and it is going to be deflected, but she'll run it down. Back on the left wing, good ball fake by Medina Jordan, but they're going to call her for a travel. The defender flew by, but she still forgot to dribble the basketball. And Kearney High will take it. And Lincoln High is going to try to put some pressure on. This probably won't work out so well with the guard combo that Kearney has. Let's find out. Spiker lobs it up to Obermiller. Always nice to have 6'3 in the middle. Or if you're in boys basketball, 6'10 would pretty much be the same comparison. They are not able to attack the hoop, though, and they'll set up the half court to Obermiller. Back over to Stidham. She's fair with the three. It's too strong. No good. Offensive rebound put back up and in. Spiker with her seventh point of the basketball game and trying to break the press. Lincoln High throws over the top, and it is going to go out of bounds. Back to Lincoln High. Here's Hannah Lundell for Kearney High. Check it in, and Spiker will get a breather. 18-4, Lady Bearcats. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter of play. Into the front court with it will be Meyer King. Tries to lob it inside, undershoots Toman, and it's going to be picked off. Also into the ball game for Kearney High. There's Stacy Peters. She came away with a loose basketball. Bearcats into the front court. They'll swing it over on the left side of the key to Lundell. Back up top to Stidham. Swing it on the right wing to Peters. Being patient, right elbow. They'll go into Miller. All she does is kick it back out to Stidham. Checks things out with Coach Boyd. And they'll reset the offense here against the 2-1-2 zone. Trying to clear the lane, it looks like here. Not sure they would play for one up by 14, but it kind of looks like that's what they're doing as they put it in motion here with 20 seconds to go, and a reach-in foul going to be called on the Lynx. Jasmine Meyer-King with her first personal foul, third team foul on the Lynx. 16 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Kearney will take it out on the sidelines with Kelsey Stidham. Dumps it into the right-hand corner to Peters. Peters lobs it into Obermiller. One dribble, swings from the right side off the glass and scores. Brianna Miller will get her first bucket. 7 seconds to go. Kearney went for the steal and knocked it out of bounds. So Lincoln will get it in the front court here with 6 seconds remaining. Throwing it in for the Lynx will be Williams. And let's see where Raven goes. She's going to throw it in short here to Meyer King. Crossover dribble, trying to get a shot away behind the back, and not going to happen. Good defense there by Lundell. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. It is the Kearney Lady Bearcats 20 and the Lincoln High Lynx 4. We'll be back with more high school basketball right after this on ESPN Radio.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
I'm sorry, and thank you for joining us.
No apologies. I mean, first of all,
we're ready to get the second quarter underway here on ESPN Radio. It will be Lincoln High basketball, but they trailed 20-4. They had 9 turnovers in the first quarter. Kearney had none. Rebounding, 5 for Kearney, 4 for Lincoln High, and those all went to Goney. Free throw shooting, Kearney 3 of 4. Lincoln didn't attempt one. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 for the Lynx, 3 of 8 for Kearney. Lauren Spiker was 7. Kelsey Stidham was 6 here in the first quarter for the Bearcats. A couple of inbound passes and a couple deflected out of bounds. So Lincoln High will try and do it again. The Lynx really haven't had any chance to get an offensive set. A couple of quick shots when they did break the press. For the third time, the inbounds pass is deflected away. But it is getting farther down the floor, and Lincoln High will throw it in from deep in the corner. Trying to throw it in is Medina Jordan. Takes it into the paint. The runner is on the way by Watson. It rolls off the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Miller. Outlet pass for the Bearcats. Peters tries to lob it inside. And Kearney has their first turnover. Coming out of there with it will be Tillman. And the Bearcats hustle back on defense. With it up top is Meyer King. Swing it over to the right side to Medina Jordan. Right-hand corner to Williams. Raven trapped there, and she's going to get tied up. We got a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Kearney High. Forcing the turnover is Hannah Lundell. And Kearney High will take it out deep in the backcourt. Lincoln High battles what a lot of the Lynx do. They're the public school that everybody can go to, but they have been really targeted by all the other schools that have had better programs, and it's tough to get it developed when your athletes keep going to the other Lincoln schools. Now, the boys have overcome that from time to time and had just enough athletes to spread it around. As the Kearney Bearcats look for their first points here, the second quarter, we're a minute in. Holding on to it is going to be Peters. Back up top to Miller, who pops out over on the right wing. Trying to find some room here is Skylar Snyder, and we've got a armbar or hand check officially called on Lincoln High. Manina Jordan with her first, and that is the team's fourth personal or fourth team foul. And into the ball game, Stidham and Spiker, who rested for the first minute of the second quarter. So Kearney ball here on the sideline, Spiker to throw it in off a couple of screens. Stidham runs hard up to the top of the circle to get the ball over on the left wing. To Spiker, working it around the perimeter. Skip pass back over to Spiker. Lob it inside Miller. Double team, but still spins and scores. Miller with her fifth bucket, or fifth point, and it's 22-4 Kearney High. And again, still on the bench with those two fouls is Nagwa Goney, the 6'1 freshman for Lincoln High. Nice job of breaking the press, getting it underneath. There's Tillman to lay it up and in. And the Lynx are back on the board here, 22-6, as into the front court with a left-hand dribble will be Stidham. Kelsey pulls up, tries to keep it wide, and it's going to be picked off. Steal is made there by Watson. Watson takes it all the way to the other end, lays it up and in. So if Kearney turns it over, we've seen now a couple times that Lincoln High knows what to do with the basketball, and it's 22-8. Coach Jason Boyd doesn't want his team to lose interest. As Stidham drives all the way down to the right baseline, takes it to the block, and then is cut off there by Williams and brings it back out of the wing to Spiker. Up top, they'll go to Miller. Brianna swings it on the left wing to Snyder. Up top, Stidham. Very deliberate offense right now for the Bearcats. Spiker outside the arc, back to Stidham, and they'll reset it. Kelsey, couple dribbles to the right over here to Snyder. Up top to Miller. Now they'll go backdoor off a couple of picks, and the turnaround jumper no good for Steiner, but she was fouled, and that's why the ball didn't go in the hoop. So again, patience. It doesn't look like much is going on. Then all of a sudden you get that quick screen and back cut, and you're in there for a layup. The foul called on Medina Jordan, her second, and the 15 foul. Two free throws coming up for Steiner. The first one is good for Skyler. She now has 3 points. Back into the ball game for the Lynx is Callie Novak, 5'8 sophomore. Three seniors, a junior, and the freshman started for Lincoln High as the second free throw by Snyder is on the way, and it is in. 24-8, and the full court pressure is on. They'll throw it over the top to Madonna Jordan, gets it over to Meyer King. Jasmine brings it over the left-hand dribble, cut off before she can get to the paint. Nice bounce pass underneath, though. The jumper won't go, and getting the offensive rebound will be Novak, and she will be fouled. That is the first rebound outside of Goni that anyone for the Lynx has had. And the foul is on Spiker, and that'll be her second. So she is going to check out. And back in will be Hannah Lundell. Kearney cruising here with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, 24-8 over Lincoln High. As they try to poke the ball out of there. Brianna Obermiller did, but it went out of bounds. So the Lynx will throw it in again. Up top, and a foul trying to get the steal on Skylar Snyder. And you can kind of feel what Jason Boyd's going through right now. It's been easy for Kearney. They're getting a little sloppy, and he doesn't want that to continue. And that's the second foul on Snyder. So she joins Spiker on the bench. And Lincoln will have another opportunity here as they throw it in up top. Jasmine Meyer-King tries a three-pointer. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound run down to the corner by Stidham. She bounces up a couple of her own teammates, tries to get the ball up the floor, but Kearney's transition game has been non-existent. And then the Bearcats with an unforced turnover. Three turnovers here in the quarter, and it's going to be pretty easy to say, even though Kearney lost the first two games, they probably were playing a little more crisp than they are right now, and they're up 24-8. Lincoln trying to get another bucket here and get a little closer as Watson throws it up top. Toman wide open at the free throw line. Takes the jumper. No good. All blue jerseys in the paint. Hannah Lundell will come out of there with it. Fast break pass is going to be picked off. The steal is made by Madonna Jordan. To the other end, the layup is up and in for Watson. And we've got 6 of the 10 points in transition here for Kearney High, or for Lincoln High against Kearney's turnovers. And it's 24-10. Lead 14 again. It was 22-4 right off the get-go here in the quarter. Outside the arc, Brianna Miller holds the ball above her head. Off a couple of cuts, they get it to Stidham. Attacks the right side of the key. Down the lane, it's up, and the scoop shot is good. 8 points now for Kelsey. Her first two to go along with a pair of three-point buckets. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Look at the first half stats. Preview of the boys' game. And we'll update you on what else is going on. Madonna Jordan tries a three. It's over everything, but an offensive rebound for Toman, and she's able to stick it back up and in. Emily, her first board and her second bucket. 26-12, Kearney. Lundell brings it into the front court. Looks for Stidham off a couple of picks. Ooh, nice catch there by Kelsey. It almost sailed over her head to the left elbow. Pulls up from 16. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound underneath. And it looks like this one is going to be called on Lincoln High. It's on Desa Watson, her first, and the team sixth. In for Kearney High, Kelsey Clark, 5'5 sophomore, for the first time tonight, and Lundell will check out. Kearney ball on the baseline. They'll go vertical with everybody along the baseline. Dump it in, looking for a back cut. Stidham is covered. So they'll pop it up top here to Clark. Clark will bring it out, and they'll reset it, the sophomore. Guarded out front here pretty tightly by Novak. Better be careful. 5 second count is on. Now picks up the dribble and hands it off to Obermiller. Inside they get it to Miller. Point blank turnaround jumper was too strong. Hand in her face, Toman, but an offensive rebound underneath by Peters. They'll kick it out for a three-pointer, and that is no good by Clark. The ball will end up going out of bounds to Lincoln High. Lady Cats with the lead here at Lincoln High, but Lincoln High playing a little bit better here in the second quarter, forcing some Kearney Bearcat turnovers. Trapped up front, the ball knocked away. Steal is going to be made. Coming out of there with it is Clark. Clark outlet pass into the front court and a trip. A foul will be called as Stacy Peters was headed towards the hoop. That's only the second turnover here of the quarter for Lincoln High. In fact, Kearney has 4 in the quarter. First quarter, it was 9-0 Lincoln High. Skylar Snyder will re-enter. The foul was called on Watson, second on Dacia. So 3 Lynx have 2 fouls, and 2 Bearcats have 2 fouls. A 1-1 will be coming up here for Stacy Peters off the foul. Checking in Raven Williams again here for Lincoln High. Lakes are 1-2. They won their last game against Omaha Duchesne. Free throw is up, and it is no good by Peters. And high in the air to bring down the rebound will be Novak, her second. Up the floor to Williams. Williams, good spin move to get across the timeline. Gets tripped up but got rid of the basketball. And the 15-foot jumper by Meyer King is no good. Stidham will grab the loose basketball here for Kearney. Kelsey waits for the traffic to clear and brings it into the front court with 2 minutes to go before halftime. 26-12, Kearney. Swings it over in the right wing to Kelsey Clark. Man-to-man defense now being played by Lincoln High. Miller comes all the way out top, 25 feet away to grab the basketball. Surprised they have not utilized her a little bit more. She does have a couple of buckets, 5 points. Kearney shot 8 3-pointers in the first quarter, only one here as they try to work on some other things. Miller looking inside, posting up is Snyder. They can't get it to her. Back up top, they'll go to Clark. Long possession. Now Snyder tries to make something happen. 360 spin move on the right baseline. It hits every part of the rim. Doesn't go. Miller with the rebound, and she is fouled on the putback. Brianna to the line to shoot two. Long possession there for the Bearcats. Foul called on Kelly Novak. Callie with her first, and the free throw is up. And it is good for Miller. 6 points now, 27-12. Kearney by 15. They jumped out to a 16-point lead at the end of the first quarter and been hanging around it here in the second. Second free throw also good for Miller. So she's now 3 of 4 at the line, 28-12. Kearney High leading it by 16. Into the front court, they'll get it to Toman in the paint. Has to kick it out. Here's a three-pointer on the way from Meyer King. No good. And boxing out the shooter is going to be Clark, and she'll pick up the loose ball. Kelsey will bring it up herself. Met there by Meyer King with a minute to go in the first half. 5 second count on, and then going for the steal. Meyer King runs into her and commits the foul, her second. And that'll be a 1-1 here for Kelsey Clark. And the Bearcats are back home again tomorrow against Millard South. We'll also have that doubleheader for you here on ESPN beginning at 5:15. And now the sophomore Clark toes the free throw line, and the 1-1 is right through there. No problem for Kelsey Clark. She'll earn the bonus. Kearney High with just 2 field goals here in the second quarter. They have knocked down 5 free throws. Trying to make it 6 here is Clark, and she'll put it up, and it spins out no good. Fighting for the offensive rebound, we'll get a jump ball called, and it's going to go into the hands of Lincoln High. With 54 seconds to go here before halftime. Doug Duda with you on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com as the Bearcats taking on the Lincoln High Lynx tonight on the road in Friday Night Hoops. 45 seconds to go. In the first half, Lincoln High breaks the press. Crossover, Meyer King doubled at all times. Gets it up top to Williams. Williams starts to dribble, penetrate into the paint, and then walked with the basketball. Turnover number 3 of the quarter and 12 of the game. 37 seconds left. Let's see if Kearney plays for the last shot. Bearcats will slowly walk the ball up the floor. Looks like Coach Boyd wants to play for one. Lincoln High is going to put a little pressure on and make Clark get rid of the basketball on the left wing to Peters. Up top, they'll go to Obermiller to Stidham, who has it on the right wing. Kelsey to Clark, down to 15 seconds to go. Clark checks the bench. Right up on her again is Meyer King. Doesn't want to get that third foul here. To Obermiller, back to Clark, 7, looking for Stidham. 5 seconds to go. She'll just put the head down, drive in, lose the ball, and that will bring us to halftime. So Lincoln High gives a much better battle in quarter number 2, but Kearney was up 16 after 1, and they have a 17-point lead at halftime. It's the Kearney Lady Bearcats 29 and the Lincoln High Lady Lynx 12. You're listening to high school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation from the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We are at halftime, and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report in a moment.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
And welcome back to Lincoln High School on this Friday night of high school hoops. Doug Duda and our producer-engineer Caleb Henry with you here on ESPN 1460 and 1550, where it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. The score is 29-12, Kearney High in front of Lincoln. We will take a look at the first half stats in just a little bit. The boys game will be following here. They are playing the reserve game right now in the alternate gym here at Lincoln High. So that's where Coach Scott Steinbrook is. Otherwise, we would normally have a chance to have a chat with the coach. We'll do that after their ball game tonight, which is scheduled to tip off at around 7:30 here on ESPN Radio. Also want to let you know that we've got other basketball on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Hastings St. Cecilia is hosting Donovan Trumbull on 1230 KHAS and on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. It is Pleasanton welcoming in Elwood. Tomorrow, right back here on ESPN, Kearney High will host Millard South. That gets underway at 5:15. And then a special wrestling Saturday for you. It is Class D, number 1, Amherst, taking on Class C, number 2, O'Neill. And that will be before the Nebraska-Wisconsin duel, which is at the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. We will have a special Doug and Daddy show, kind of a tailgate fun time with the fans and coaches and such from Heidelberg's here in Lincoln. And that will be at 33rd and Superior. We'll air it here on ESPN from 1 to 2. It's a joint venture with our friends up at KBRX and O'Neill and sports director Mark Mosier and his crew. So we will be bringing you that tomorrow from 1 to 2. And then Larry Baker will join me for the call of the duel from the Devaney Center, beginning at 3:45, the first duel at 4 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9. More basketball Tuesday on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic will see the Stars taking on Ravenna. Tonight, Kearney Catholic is taking on Ord at Cope Gymnasium. Hastings battling Holdridge tonight. Adams Central taking on Centura. Central Catholic hosting SCOTUS. Grand Island is also here in Lincoln tonight as they are taking on Southeast. Halftime score in our girls' game, the Kearney Bearcats 29 and Lincoln High 12. We'll be back and take a look at the first half stats right after this on ESPN Radio.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look now at the first half numbers of our girls' game, beginning with Lincoln High, and we'll go with Nagwa Goni, who played in the first quarter, got two fouls, and did not play in the second quarter. She had 2 points and a team-high 4 rebounds. Callie Novak has 3 rebounds. Jasmine Meyer-King, 2 points. Dasa Watson, 4 points. And Emily Toman, 4 points and 1 rebound. Lincoln High had 4 rebounds in each quarter. They have not been to the free throw line. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first and 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 9 in the first quarter. Cut that down to 3 in the second quarter. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Goni, Meyer-King, Medina Jordan, and Watson. 4 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second. And at the half, 12 points, 8 rebounds. No free throw attempts, 0 of 4 from the free throw line, and 12 turnovers for Lincoln High. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers for the Kearney Lady Bearcats right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And we're back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the unofficial first half numbers now for the Kearney Lady Bearcats. We will see that Hannah Lundell has a rebound. Kelsey Clark has 1 point and 1 rebound. Kelsey Stidham leads the way with 8 points. She's hit a couple of threes. She has 3 rebounds. Lauren Spiker has 7 points and 2 rebounds. Brianna Obermiller, 2 points. Stacey Peters has a rebound. Skylar Snyder, 4 points and a rebound. And Brianna Miller, 7 points and 3 rebounds. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first quarter, 5 of 7 in the second. 3-point shooting, 3 of 8 in the first quarter, 0 of 1 in the second quarter. Turnovers, none in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter of play. Foul situation for Kearney High, 2 apiece on Spiker and Snyder. 20 points in the first quarter, just 9 in the second quarter. 29 points, 12 rebounds, 8 of 11 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from 3-point land, and 5 turnovers. Kearney outscored Lincoln High 20-4 in the first quarter, but only 9-8 in the second quarter of play. And here at the half, it is Kearney High 29 and Lincoln High 12. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. 29-12 in favor of Kearney High. We'll be back with second half action right after this on ESPN Radio.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Don't forget the boys' game is coming your way next here on ESPN Radio. The 1-1 Bearcats take on the 1-1 Lincoln High Lynx. Kearney fell to Millard West 52-33 and beat Lincoln Southeast in overtime with a 3-pointer at the buzzer, 55-52 for the Lincoln High boys. They defeated Papillion-La Vista South 58-56 and fell to Norfolk, the number one team, 69-44. So we expect a pretty solid basketball game in our second contest here this evening. We are ready to get the second half underway. It is Kearney High possession, leading it by 17, 29-12. Spiker off the pick left side, dribbles to the square and scores. 9 points now for Lorne. Good design play coming out of the halftime locker room. And it's 31-12. Goni, the 6'1 freshman, is back in there for Lincoln High. As they'll throw it down to her in the paint and lays it up and in. Kearney had spread it out on the press, and Lincoln High attacks. And Goni gets her second bucket of the ball game, 31-14. Bearcats working around the perimeter here. Let's see what their second half strategy will be. Stidham has it. Takes it down to the right-hand corner. Nothing there for Miller. Now they lob it on the right elbow for Snyder. Backside, nothing there. Stidham fakes the three, drives right around the defender, pulls up from seven. No good. Goni had a hand in her face, and Goni will grab the rebound out of there. Her fifth for Lincoln High, and they want to run. Get it to the left elbow. Down to Goni again, but she dropped the basketball. Picked up by Toman, and they'll kick it out and have another opportunity here. Into the hands of Watson over on the wing. Toman now down in the left-hand corner. Skip pass back up top is deflected and into the hands of Skylar Snyder. First turnover of the second half. Snyder outlet pass, Spiker. Left-hand jumper is good. Back-to-back buckets by Spiker, and it's 33-14. Kearney High jumping out with a couple of buckets here on their first two possessions. Lincoln High with pressure, throws it away. Picked up by Spiker, two on one, lobs it underneath. There's Snyder with the easy jumper, and she has six. 35-14, the Bearcats now with their biggest lead at 21 points. This is a little more of what we saw to start the game. Here's a couple of screens set for Lincoln High, driving through the screens, missing it, but the offensive rebound put back up and in by Deja Watson, and then they call a very quick timeout. 6 points in her first rebound, and Lincoln High will use a full-length timeout. They'll have two remaining. 5:53 to go in the third quarter of play. It's 35-16, Kearney High with the lead. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, members FDIC.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN Radio. 35-16. The Kearney girls up by 19 here. They have led the whole way, jumped out quickly, had a 16-point lead after one, didn't play up to their standards in the second quarter where it was a 9-8 ball game. And now they have jumped out and come out with some little fire here in the third quarter, as you expected that they would. And Kearney High facing a little pressure on the inbounds. Lincoln High has to mix it up, try some different things out there. They have dropped back. They have put some pressure on. I think they try to catch Kearney High when they're not expecting it, but full court pressure here as they get it into Stidham to Miller. Outlet pass up the floor for the layup. It's good, Snyder. And that's the way you break the press. And give Goni credit because she sprinted down the floor and almost got a blocked shot there. Just a fingertip away as they try to force it into Nagwa, and it's going to be taken away by Miller. Turnover number 14 for the Lynx. Fast break the other way, but too much traffic. Ball is deflected away, and Kearney's going to grab it right at half court. And an over-and-back call. That's a tough one there on the Bearcats. Spiker needed to let it bounce one more time or just let the ball go out of bounds. She grabbed it right at midcourt and then trapped herself. Sixth turnover for Kearney, but you can live with that. That was a hustle play by Lauren. So the Lynx will have it down 21, 37-16, 5:15 to go here in the third quarter. Ball between the circles for the Lynx try to get it inside. It is Novak. Novak lost the handle. It's still rolling around, and it's going to be picked up there by Stidham. Kelsey pushes it up to Snyder. Snyder pull-up jumper from 11 on the left wing. It's no good. And we're going to get a jump ball here between Goni and Obermiller. And the arrow points the way of Lincoln High. Her sixth rebound. Boys game will follow tonight here on ESPN Radio. And then we'll do it again tomorrow at home against Millard South. Into the front court with the basketball, Williams. Raven in there for Lincoln High, has it at the top of the circle, goes to the high post to Toman. They swing it out, get it right back to her, has her shot blocked inside by Miller and taken away. That's the first block shot of the game for either team. Baseball pass to Spiker, underneath, short jumper is good for Obermiller. First bucket of the game for Brianna Obermiller, 39-16. And Lincoln High probably needs to take the full court pressure off. They're getting burnt as the ball is tipped out of bounds by Skylar Snyder. And Meyer King will re-enter. So we'll see how Lincoln High handles that defensively. They were playing much better defense in the second quarter. Didn't turn it over as much so they could play a half-court game. As Meyer King dumps it into the left-hand corner to Novak. Inside to Goni. Goni, oh, had it blocked right back in her face, and then it ends up going out of bounds to Carney. Skylar Snyder will get credit for the block. And the Bearcats will take care of the basketball here. Stidham to walk it up. No pressure this time. They'll just pick him up man-to-man at midcourt. They started in a zone. Carney knocked down a few threes. In fact, they shot 8 threes in the first quarter, only one since then. Snyder, low block right side, spins and scores and draws the foul. Chance for a 3-point play here for the junior, Skylar Snyder. Snyder and Stidham, two of the best returners in quite some time for the Cats. 6 of the quarter, 10 of the game, the foul called on Meyer King, her third, first of the half, and the free throw is up, and it is in. 42-16 now. The Bearcats have put it away midway through the third quarter after a little struggle in quarter two. Meyer King in the right wing. Bounce pass up top to Williams. High post, squaring, trying to make the pass into Goni. The ball is deflected, and Snyder comes away with a steal. Great crossover dribble to get through traffic. Outlet pass to Spiker. She missed the jumper, but it's all blue underneath. Obermiller will be fouled on the offensive rebound. Great move down there by Snyder. She's had quite the third quarter here for the Lady Cats. Again, Kearney looking for their first win, losing to two state-rated teams last week by 3 and 4 points. And the free throw is up, and it is in. Foul was on Novak, by the way, her second for Obermiller. She is now 3 of 3 at the line. 43-16. Second free throw, also good. 4 points now for Obermiller. 44-16, Kearney, who was up 29-12 at the half on a 15-4 run here. We still have 3.5 to go in the third quarter. On KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Lincoln High has it on the left side of the key with Meyer King. Rotate it right side, Williams. Bounce pass inside, and nobody's there but Blue Jersey. Snyder with another steal. Snyder outlet pass Spiker. Layup good. And they've got it going now for the blue and white. 6 of the quarter, 13 of the game for Spiker. 46-16. The 30-point lead. And a reach-in foul going to be called here on Snyder. Almost got away with another steal. That'll be the third, though, on Skyler. And Jason Boyd doesn't have to worry about any problems right now. He's got a big enough of a cushion. Stacy Peters is going to check in, and Obermiller will get a breather. 2:55 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass deflected. It's going to go out of bounds all the way in the back court off of Kearney. Spiker gave chase but had no chance to run that one down. .245 remains here in quarter number three as Meyer King will bring it up. Left-hander fires the long-range three, won't go. Spiker able to box out the shooter and get the rebound, the third board for Lauren. Front court here for Kelsey Stidham. They haven't had to use her offense so far in the second half. I'm not sure she's even taken a shot yet here in the third quarter. Go with a little low 1-4. Kicking out in the left-hand corner will be Snyder. Snyder back up top to Peters, who hands it to Schuyler. Looks right side for a screen. Drive and dish back out. Nothing there. Now they dump it into Miller on the low block. Spins from the right side and scores. 9 points for Brianna. 48-16. 2 minutes to go here. Third quarter. The Kearney girls now in total command. Give and go into Williams. Williams runs into two blue defenders and has to bring it back out to the right-hand corner. Lobs it over the top to Novak. And they'll reset the offense here. Looking for a screen from Toman. Does. Hands it off. Left elbow. The jumper is on the way. No good by Novak. Rebound brought down by Miller, her fourth. And she'll find Stidham. Here come the Bearcats again. Coach Jason Boyd trying to get as much run here. When you've got this lead, you can go to the playbook and do some things that maybe you struggled with in practice and try to get better at them in a game. The Peters on the right elbow, Snyder. Down low again. There's Miller. Fade away from six. Hit the front of the rim on the shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Novak. Kelly will push the ball up the floor and then stop at the timeline and hand it off to Meyer King. Bounce pass right side. Williams wanted to catch and shoot, and she didn't catch it, and the ball rolled out of bounds. That is the seventh turnover of the quarter and the 19th in the game for the Lynx. 107 to go, third, 48-16, Kearney. Coming in for the Bearcats will be Hannah Lundell. She is out there with Snyder, Miller, Peters, and Stidham stays in. As they look to add to their lead and get to 50 or more by the end of the third. Crossover dribble Lundell, left side of the key. And we have got a hook called on the defense. They're going to say that Watson threw an elbow in there. And for Desa, that'll be her third foul of the half on the Lynx. Kearney will take it out underneath their own hoop here with Lundell to chuck it in. Stidham waiting in the left-hand corner. Again, they go baseline. They'll lob it up to Snyder. She gets back to the free throw line. Now starts to penetrate in a blocking foul. They don't want to get isolated one-on-one, and that's what's happened the last couple of times. And Novak will get her third foul. Kearney will try it again. And again, it'll be Lundell to throw it in. She's unguarded. Bounce pass, backside. Layup, Snyder. It's good. Just rolled her around off the pick to the backside. And Snyder has 9 in the quarter, 13 in the game. 50-16, Bearcats, 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Lincoln High has been stuck on 16 for a long time. Only 4 points in the quarter. The ball gets loose. We've got a jump, and it points the way of Kearney. So this is more like what we saw in the first quarter. And Coach Boyd, I'm sure, doesn't want a repeat of the second quarter. And he'll be able to play all his girls in this one here tonight, which wasn't the case in the first two games that were tight all the way. Behind the back dribble, Lundell could not lose the defender in Raylan Birkinshaw, who is in up top of the key to Miller. Swings it over to Stidham. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. She'll give it up to Lundell. Holds it at the top of the circle. Now dribbles with 10. Bounce pass Miller, left side of the key. Off the screen, Snyder hit the rim on the way up. No good. Rebound brought down by Birkinshaw. And that'll be the end of the third quarter of play. Kearney High outscores Lincoln High 21-4 in the third quarter and has it under control 50-16. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on ESPN Radio, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Caleb Henry, Brad Ryan here with you from Lincoln High as we get ready to go to the fourth quarter. A lot of the boys' parents now starting to roll in here, getting ready for the boys' game. Kearney High will be on defense, and the first shot quickly up there by Birkenshot's no good. The rebound brought down by Snyder, who had a 9-point third quarter. Starters are in there for a little bit here, mixed in with Lundell, and Peters, I think, still out there. Here's a three for Snyder. Got it. Skyler feeling the range tonight. That is her first three, and she's got 16 points, 53-16. And we're almost to that running clock point. If the Bearcats get up by 40 and it's now 37, you would have a continuous clock until it gets under that as they try to get it into Toman. It's going to be knocked away by Obermiller. That's the 21st turnover for Lincoln High. Kearney has six. Five of them were in the second quarter. As Lundell gets through the double team, lobs under the low block right side, and another layup for Snyder. Snyder, 18 points, and now it's just up to Coach Boyd when he decides to put his starter down when they've got a much bigger game tomorrow night at home with Millard South. Kearney stays in his zone. Ball fake there, Birkinshaw. Back up top to Jasmine Meyer-King. Dribbles on the right side of the key. Into the corner to Watson. Tries to get it into Toma. The ball deflected away. And a steal made. Getting a hand on it is Obermiller. And here come the Bearcats into the right-hand corner. Spiker back out to Lundell. Here's Snyder. Top of the key. Three. Nothing but net again. Snyder with the first 8 points of the fourth quarter. And Kearney's going to call the timeout to get some subs in. 6:25 to go here in the basketball game. It is Kearney 58. Lincoln High 16. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Don't forget, plenty of NFL action Sunday here on ESPN. Every Sunday, tripleheader action gets underway at noon. And we'll cap it off Sunday night with the Cowboys in Philadelphia to take on the Eagles, kickoff at 7:30. Right now, we've got 6:25 to go in our girls game. And Kearney High, who was up by 17 at the half, are now up by 42, 58-16. And they have brought a few young ladies into the ball game, including Lauren Strubing. Also back in there is Kelsey Clark. We get a couple more names for you here. It looks like Jessica Fritzen has checked in. Here's a top of the key three for Watson. It is no good. Long rebound comes out to Lundell for the Bearcats. She wants to push it up the floor. Stutter dribble gets all the way down to the right wing. They double team her. They knock the ball away. We're going to end up getting a jump ball. The arrow does point the way of Kearney, so they will maintain the possession and take it out underneath their own hoop. Don't forget, when we're done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. I'll look at the final stats, then we get you ready for the boys' game. As Kearney will throw it up top to Obermiller. Excuse me, Peters. And then back over to Lundell. Kelsey Clark playing catch with Lundell outside the arc, trying to get it into the post where Strubing is setting up. And then Fritzen coming to the high post. They get it to Fritzen on the right elbow. The junior will kick it back out top. Kearney working for a good shot here. Peters in the left-hand corner. That Lincoln High zone packing it in. Back to Fritzen. Nearly had it stolen away, so kicks it back out for a three-pointer, and it is up, and it is good for Kelsey Clark. Kearney has hit all three threes that they shot here in the fourth quarter. They had a total of three makes for the whole game. They only shot one in the second and third quarters combined after putting it up eight times in the first quarter. Driving in, Watson draws the double team, kicks it back out top, but walked with the basketball first. And now in for the Bearcats. Here comes Mariah Rost and Kelsey Toomey, a freshman and a sophomore, checking in. Rost, the sophomore, and Kelsey Toomey, the only freshman on the varsity roster here for Coach Jason Boyd. All Bearcats dominating the second half. Lincoln High only has 4 points compared to 32 for the Cats, 61-16. Up top with it is Fritzen. Over on the left wing to Rost. Back up top they'll go to Clark. Now man-to-man defense being applied by Lincoln High. Shoving through the screen, but it doesn't matter. The shot's on the way is Rost. They got away maybe with the foul. The rebound brought down by Birkinshaw. Birkinshaw brings it up the floor, pulls up from 11. It skips out, no good. Offensive rebound by Burton, who is in. And back up and in. So Hallie Burton gets her first bucket of the ball game to fall, and Lincoln High is on the board here in the fourth quarter. 3:40 to go. Bearcats off the high screen. Ross gets into the paint, dishes it off, but no shot, and then the Bearcats trying to kick it out, throw it away. That's only their second turnover of the second half. 61-18 Bearcats. They'll be 1-2. Lincoln High will be 1-3. Into the front court, Williams for Lincoln High. Over to Birkinshaw. Bounce pass right wing. Novak, couple of dribbles. Fires up a 14-footer. No good. Ball is saved in there by Watson. And they'll kick it out top. Birkinshaw, 17-footer. No good. Tries to follow her shot. Players end up on the ground. We'll get a jump ball. It'll be Lincoln High's. So they'll get another chance here. Very few second and third chance opportunities throughout the evening for Lincoln High. And they'll throw it in, stack the right side of the lane from underneath their own hoop, looking. Finally have to go to the outlet, and that's Birkinshaw. Over to Williams on the left wing, bounce pass in the paint, turnaround jumper is going to bounce around, no good for Gress, and it's knocked out there again. Novak will grab the loose ball, and as they try to lob it inside, we are going to get a foul called on Kearney High. Strubing with her first personal foul. That's only the second foul of the half. We're not in danger of shooting one-and-ones, it doesn't look like, here in the second half. Inbounds pass comes into the backcourt. Run down there by Birkinshaw, and they'll set it up here for the Lynx. On the left wing, Williams. Looked at a long-range jumper, didn't take it. The bounce pass that is stolen away. Coming out of there with it will be the freshman, Toomey. Toomey, outlet pass, tipped away. Stays with Kearney. Under 2 minutes to go. Coming in is Iris Vasquez for Lincoln High. And Kearney will throw it into the front court with Toomey. See if some of the young ladies that haven't seen varsity action this year can get in the scorebook here. Rost down to the left-hand corner for Toomey. She's well covered by Birkinshaw. Kick it back out top here to Clark. Minute and a half to go. Clark doesn't like it, so she'll back it out and reset. Fires it over to Rost. Pass knocked away. New West postgame show is coming up here on ESPN Radio. Boys game will get started maybe a little before 7:30 with this running clock here in the fourth quarter. As they will throw it in. Toomey looking in front of her own bench. And a timeout has to be called by Kearney. It was right in front of their bench. 5-second call was coming. So a timeout called here by the Bearcats. 1:02 remaining in the basketball game, 61-18 Cats. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Glad to have you back with us here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Just a minute two to go in our girls' game. Kearney High to throw it in here out of the timeout. Toomey. She will get it into the hands of Clark out between the circles. They'll spread the floor. Clark checks the bench for the play call. Kick it out on the wing here again to Rost. Still a long way away from the hoop. Mariah will put it on the floor, drive to the right elbow, kick it off for Clark. Three-pointer in and out, no good. Fight for the loose ball. We're going to get a jump on the floor. And the arrow will go to Kearney High. Strubing will give credit for that rebound. And Kearney to take it out underneath their own hoop. And the clock running. They're not going to waste a whole lot of time. They want them to get it in. Backdoor, bounce pass. There's the short jumper. And it bounces in for Strubing on a second opportunity. First bucket for Lauren. 63-18. 15 seconds to go. Lincoln High will swing it over here to Birkinshaw. Up top, a three-pointer, Vasquez. Looks like they got a hand on it. It comes up short. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be Strubing off the miss of Gress. And that's going to wrap it up here tonight for Kearney High. The Lady Bearcats get their first win of the season. And they do it in convincing fashion, holding the Lynx to just 18 points, six of those in the second half. Your final score, Kearney High 63 and Lincoln High 18. We'll be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this on ESPN Radio.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And it's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For Lincoln High, held to 18 points, 12 of them in the first half. Raylan Birkinshaw had three rebounds. It was Nagwa Goni with 4 points and a team-high six rebounds. Callie Novak had five rebounds. Jasmine Meyer-King, 2 points. It was Daisa Watson leading the way with the 6 points. She had two rebounds. Rosanna Gress was able to get down a rebound there for Charisma. Emily Toman had 4 points and one rebound. And Hallie Burton had 2 points and one rebound. 8 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Lincoln High never attempted a free throw in the game tonight. They never really got the ball in the paint all that much. They were 0 of 4 from three-point land in the first half and 0 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 12 in the first half and 12 more in the second half. 12 points in the first half, just 6 in the second half. And Lincoln High finishes with 18 points, 19 rebounds. They did not attempt the free throw. Don't remember the last time we had a game without a free throw attempted by one of the teams. They were 0 of 6 from three-point land, 24 turnovers. And Lincoln High now falls to 1 and 3 on the season. Up next for the Lady Lynx, they will have to play at Omaha Central tomorrow. They're home against Southwest on the 19th. We'll look at Kearney's numbers right after this on the New West postgame show.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to the New West postgame show. The final numbers for Kearney High. They had seven ladies get in the score column. Hannah Lundell had two rebounds. Kelsey Clark had 4 points and a rebound. Kelsey Stidham had 8 points, three rebounds. Lauren Spiker had 13 points, three rebounds. Brianna Obermiller, 6 points and a rebound. Stacey Peters, a rebound. Skylar Snyder had 17 points in the second half, finished with a game-high 21 points, two rebounds and a block. Lauren Strubing, 2 points and two rebounds. And Brianna Miller, 9 points, four rebounds and a block. 12 rebounds in the first half, seven in the second half. Free throw shooting, 8 of 11 in the first half, 3 of 3 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 9 in the first half, 3 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half, just 2 in the second half. Kearney had 29 points at halftime. They scored 34 in the second half. And the Cats finished with 63 points, 19 rebounds, 11 out of 14 at the free throw line, 6 of 13 from three-point land, 2 block shots, and 7 turnovers. Kearney gets their first win of the season, 63-18 over Lincoln High. And as we said, they are back home tomorrow night for a 5:15 tip-off with Millard South. And then they will be at Lincoln Northeast back here in the Capital City 1 week from tonight. And those are the 5 games that they will have before the conference tournament in Hastings the last 3 days of 2014. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today, and it looks like they're not going to rush the boys out here. In fact, they may still be playing in the other gym right now. But it looks like we will wait till the 7:30 tip-off. So we remind you that Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull are right now on 1230 KHAS, Pleasanton Elwood on Classic Hits 98.9, and all the games are on PlatteRiverPreps.com. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Dudas saying we'll be back with you in about 25 minutes here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, with the Kearney-Lincoln High boys game. Both teams are 1-1 on the season. Again, the final in the girls, Kearney cruises 63-18.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.